This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the Rich Cioli listener, to our family. Because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. This is a podcast exclusive on the radio.com app and the Rich Cioli Show. I'm doing something a little different today because I really think this website is amazing. And in full disclosure, Spencer Snig is my guest. In full disclosure, Spencer and I know each other socially. He was the teacher of my better half at DeSales University, correct? What was that? Allentown or outside of Allentown, DeSales University?
Yes, in Center Valley, yes.
Center Valley, Pennsylvania. And my wife actually has stayed in contact with Spencer, and she is working on a documentary with him right now, which, by the way, looks amazing, and I can't wait for that to come out. But that's not why we're here. Why we're here is VoteWise.net. But before we get to that, I just wanted to kind of give your bona fides here. So you were a professor at DeSales. You are a documentary filmmaker. And if I'm not telling tales out of school, you're also working on season 4 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow. So you're like, you're a pretty eclectic guy when it comes to, I mean, you're into politics, you're into TV, you're into movies, you're into everything.
Yeah, I think that wisdom comes from experiencing all aspects of the world.
I think I don't disagree with you at all. So full disclosure,
I'm wise enough to know that I'm not that wise.
So Spencer and I know each other socially, but that doesn't defeat the purpose that his website VoteWise.net is. I think a very important tool, especially going into this election that's like 77 days away. So anyway, so we're here for the website VoteWise.net. And let me just say this before we start out. It's so much fun. Like, I've been for the last, I don't know, 45 minutes, I've just been taking the quizzes on it. So if you go to VoteWise.net and on the top left, there is a thing called Match Quizzes, and you scroll down and there's like topic quizzes, and it's everything from civil liberties to crime and punishment to education, energy, environment, guns, health and safety, immigration, infrastructure. I mean, just there's so much here, and each one has a separate, you click on it and it has a separate, like if I go to civil liberties, which are very important to the 1210 WPHG audience and especially the Rich Cioli Show audience. So like you can take a thing on stop and frisk, on civil liberties generally, on LGBT, on privacy, on police use of force, on profiling, voting, and election. There's just all kinds of stuff. And if you click on, let's just say, stop and frisk, and they have a question, and you can say agree, disagree, and how important it is to not vary somewhat. So just for the novice, for the political junkies who listen to these podcasts and the Rich Cioli Show and 1210 in general, just taking these quizzes, you can spend an entire day doing it. It's so much fun. So the real reason why we're here is to discuss VoteWise.net. And Spencer, I just wanted to kind of ask you why did you create this website and what is the purpose of it?
So our goals are twofold. One is to repair democracy and make it, and the other one is to make it easier to solve problems in your community, so you don't have to rely on government so much. Basically, I looked around and I saw looked at our congressmen, looked at our presidents for a while, and I realized we could do better. I'm sure that all of you have met people who would do a better job, and many of you out there in the audience would do a better job yourself if elected into office. And I had to figure out a way of finding those good people and helping them get into office. And this ended up being the result.
So what is the, if you wanted to, this will match you with the person or the candidate that you are most in line with? Is that what I'm getting from this?
That's correct. So think of it as OK Cupid, except instead of getting a date, you get a proper functioning democracy.
I mean, what could be better than that, right? I mean, well, it could be either way. But anyway, yeah. So I registered and I put in my first name, last name, my address, and my email address, and it shows you where, what county I'm in, what district I'm in, and it has the names and the of different politicians in my area. Now, this is a work in progress site, if I'm getting this correctly, because it doesn't have all of the districts, the representatives from each district, correct?
So how should I say this? A lot of the information that on the politicians is voluntary supplied. So if you wanted to see how well you compared to your ombudsman, for example, it's possible mm-hmm. he never uses site.
Yep.
You could get, for the most part, you can get the contact information for all the politicians. Except for some very local levels. I think we cover every city that has a population of, I think, 200,000 or more.
Yeah.
And we are trying to get trying to build it so that people can volunteer information on smaller locales, crowdsource it.
So this is basically like not a GoFundMe, but it's basically like a crowdsourcing grassroots effort to try and get more people involved in the election. Because I mean, let's face it. There are one of the problems that we have as a country, and this isn't a left or right thing. This is a American thing where we like. What is it, like 60% of the country participates in each election, and that's being generous. So this is trying to get, and that's presidential elections. We're not even talking about, what's most important in my opinion is actually the local elections, because the people that you elect in your, like dog catchers and the people that you have as your representative in your districts make more policy decisions that affect your life, in my opinion, than the president of the United States does. But
yeah, absolutely. It's like, who educates your kid? That's local.
Yep.
Who keeps the streets safe? That's local.
Yes.
Who keeps your streets clean? That's
yes.
local. Everything
yep.
you have personal contact with, everything that affects your direct local economy, almost everything, is local. But
yes.
we unfortunately don't know enough about local candidates or what's going on in local politics, simply because we've moved to a commuter society. We no longer live in the same house our entire lives.
Yeah.
So we move from one city to another for a different job. And that means when we go to this other city for another job, we're talking to people who don't live in our city. They live in a different
yep.
city. So they want to talk about national politics. That's what they have in common.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
Yeah. So there's this, first off, you should... If you can afford it, even if you don't read it, buy your local paper.
Yes.
Because those are the people who are asking questions and getting answers on the local politicians and the local events, local problems. And if those guys are dying off left and right, if we don't do something to support them, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And you know, for the most part, the local papers are few and far between. I mean, the Philadelphia area still has the Inquirer. The New Jersey area still has the Star-Ledger. The Allentown-Lehigh Valley area still has the Morning Call. But you don't have the local. I mean, you can go to like Patch.com that has like each municipality in whatever state you're in. Local news is on there, but the reporting doesn't seem to be the grassroots stuff anymore. It seems to be more of a guy who is just like, okay, what's happening here, and writes about that. So I think that, to your point, is that we don't really know what our local officials, our local judges, our local whatever are up to, and they get elected and they don't seem to be held accountable to the constituents that put them there.
Right. And one of the ways that we can fix that is encouraging your politicians to use VoteWise as they're being elected into office. So when they're using VoteWise, they are stating in clear black and white terms what they stand for. And then you can look at their voting record. Well, okay, so right now we don't have voting records for local, but that's something you can look up locally and find out whether they stayed true to what they were saying. Most people get elected by saying I am pro-gun or anti-gun, as opposed to saying I'm, it isn't broken down into tiny little minuscule things like stand your ground laws or something like that. It's very, very vague.
Yeah.
And you really don't know what someone stands for with that. You really can't hold their feet to the fire by saying, oh, well, I kind of fought for something that was pro-family. What does pro-family mean?
Yes.
That's so vague.
It's these buzzwords. It's these buzzwords that come out and every 4 years, we're bombarded with not even every 4 years, every 2 years, we're bombarded with ads and stuff of, this person believes in this and this person believes in this. And, you see political ads that are bought and paid for, but you don't actually know the record. Because let's face it, people are busy. Not everybody has time to know, my local state senator voted on this, this, and this. You know what I mean? People end up just voting for him, just straight party line. I'm going to vote all Republican or all Democrat.
Right.
And you don't actually, you put these people in office and then you kind of forget that you put them there, and they make the most important decisions in your life and in your family's life. And you don't, they're not really held accountable for that. Like my state senator in the area that I live in, it actually lives on my street. So like him and I are friendly. So like I'm friends with him, and we've broken bread together. And like, I know where he stands on a lot of issues, but not everybody, has a state senator on their block. So, you want to know what the person that you voted for is, what they're up to. And I think that this is a good way to hold them accountable for how they vote and for what they do to make the decision, the most important decisions in
your life. Yeah, absolutely. On a federal level, you can see on the site who pays for people's campaigns and their voting records also. So you can see some of that. Now, it's also important to realize that in order to get into office, nowadays, it requires, as you just said, tons of advertising. And advertising costs serious money, like millions of dollars. So that makes it impossible for a normal person to get elected in a traditional way. I mean, in order to get that money, what you have to do is you have to go to people who have money and, pitch your ideas. And if they like your ideas, if they say, all right, you're going to make me richer, I'm going to back you. If you don't have, rich backers like that, yep. then you don't get into office.
100%.
And that means that the people who we see are pre-selected for us. We don't actually get to vote for the people who represent us. We get to vote for the people who represent people with a lot of money, you know, whether yes. that's unions or whether that's corporations or just you know really rich people.
Yes.
So they're not representing us. They're representing them.
Yes.
And that's a problem. 100%.
Yes, it's a huge problem. And a few things here. So because I know the audience, you know, this audience may be skeptical. They're very skeptical about things. Everybody's very skeptical about things. So like if you go to this website, votewise.net, and you put in your information, like you're not fishing this out. You're not farming this out. This is all like a legit above the board thing, correct?
Absolutely, yes. This is nonprofit, nonpartisan. You know, we don't sell the information, and you don't even have to sign up if you don't want to. You know, you won't find out. It's not as useful to you if you don't sign up, but you can still find out a lot of stuff just by, you know, being anonymous and using the site.
What these quizzes that are here, if you click on match quizzes, you have the 5-minute match. Just take a 5-minute quiz based on the topics that most Americans find important. There's a ballot match. Take a quiz that features only questions that your local politicians have answered. This could be shorter or longer than the 5-minute quiz. For this, we need your location, so you must be signed in. And then that has the topic quizzes. So like let's just use civil liberties as an example. So you click on civil liberties and you go to the voting and elections, and there's a bunch of bars that you can click on with quizzes on here. Now I take the quiz. What happens after I take that quiz?
Okay, so several things happen. First off, if politicians have already answered that question or questionnaire, then you get to see how you match with them. You also get to see how you match with the politicians in general, the organizations in general, the populace in general. And then you could choose to look into those politicians, or you could choose to engage in discussions on that subject, or you can choose to learn more, in which case you'd be taken to videos and essays about that topic from organizations that specialize in that thing. Because a lot of times we hear like a 30-second soundbite of what an organization is doing or what a problem is, but we don't get to hear straight from the horse's mouth, you know? So,
yes.
There's organizations out there that spend their entire lives specializing in one very specific thing, and you know, it's great to learn from them what the problems are and what their solutions are potentially. And of course, there's people on many sides of the same issue. So you could hear different opinions on the same thing, because you may hear one story from environmentalists, another from industrialists, and the solution that works best for us is probably somewhere in the middle there.
Yep. Agreed. Let's say that somebody puts in all their information, they take the quiz, and their local representation their record is not on votewise.net. How can they make their politicians be held accountable? How can they make them put their information on votewise.net?
Okay. So first we're talking about local elections, which would be next year.
Yep.
And then there's state and federal, which is this year. So state and federal, we have their contact information. You click on their name, you get their contact information, and you can call them and say, hey, I care about this election. I care about what you think. I want to make a wise choice. Please fill out the questionnaire. And if you have a lot of people doing that, then they will answer. I mean, we already have a number of politicians doing it, but it would be great if all of them did. And call your representative. Now, so for the upcoming local election, we don't have that list yet because the deadlines are not for a while.
Yes.
But you can certainly call the politicians who are in office and say, I want to know what you care about now. And they can answer the question. And join up.
So like in our area, I'm just throwing out some local politicians like a Brian Fitzpatrick or a Madeline Dean or Kathy Barnett, who is you see her ads up or her signs up everywhere. Is there information on VoteWise.net?
I don't know them specifically, so I can't say. But if they are running for state or federal office, they should be listed, and that would have their contact information.
Whether
they answered questions or not, that's another story.
But we can make them answer questions
if we
call them and say, hey, we want to get you on the record for what how you voted. X, you know what I mean? So
absolutely. What they care about is getting elected. Getting elected means using VoteWise to do it, they will do it, and that just changes the game plan. If you tell them I refuse to vote for you unless you use VoteWise, hey.
I get that. So like let's narrow down on a specific topic here. Like you have free market versus regulation. So like how does something like that, if that is something that I care deeply about, a lot of the listeners to this podcast do, how does that, like how will that be changed? How will that be implemented through this website?
Okay. So one of the goals of the website is to get people to know the logic behind all sides of an argument.
Yeah.
Know your enemy like you know yourself,
Yep.
So many times we will discover that we have a lot of things in common. So first off, let's get the stuff we have in common done first, right? That's easy. Then we could go after the other stuff. Now, the other stuff, if you understand their motive for wanting something, then you could understand, first off, whether their compromise is possible, but, you could understand how to get that compromise.
Yep.
So let's say, you have, hunters and you have people who love fuzzy animals, right? What they both have in common is they want to save the woods, so they can get together on that. The hunters can say, well, what's better, having an animal live in a cage before, it's slaughtered, or having it live in the woods before, it gets taken out? You can find ways of getting things done by understanding how each other thinks. So with free market versus, regulation, either extreme is inappropriate. That just doesn't work.
Yep.
You need to have some degree of fixing problems when they happen, and you need motivation and the ability to have ideas come into fruition, as opposed to massive regulation. So you need a balance, but it becomes a question of where is that balance? So if everyone takes questionnaires to figure out where we agree, we can get that done. And of course, over time, it'll swing one way or another as people's experiences change and say, oh, well, this worked before, but it's not working now. Let's try going the other way. There is no perfect solution for anything, but we can wiggle around in the things we agree on.
If you click on the 5-minute match, a video comes up. Is this for people who may not take the time to answer all of the questions? Is this the easier, the Cliff Note version of VoteWise.net?
So the 5-minute match is much, yes, absolutely. The 5-minute match is intended for people the night before the election. They're like, I don't know who to vote for, but I got five minutes. And I'm sure a lot of you know people like that.
Of course.
It's easier to convince, your uncle or your aunt or whoever to spend 5 minutes rather than to spend 5 hours, to spend the whole year reading newspapers.
Yep.
And with each of these questions in the 5 minute quiz, you have the ability, if you're passionate about a particular topic, to see more questions on this topic. You know, be taken to the quiz. That question was taken from.
All right. So the bottom line for VoteWise.net, what can the listeners to this podcast, to this radio station, to radio.com, what can they do to help this? What can they do? Can they, I see there's a donate button up here. Is it registering? Is it calling their local officials and telling them to get on the record with stuff? What is the way that the listeners to this podcast can help?
So, there's three things that they can do. They're the most important. The most important thing is, call your politician and convince them to use the site.
Yes.
Actually use the site, at the very least do the 5 minute quiz, so that when politicians use the site, they could see, I see a lot of people have used in my community. The third thing is organizations that you care about, get them to use the site also. The organizations can, endorse candidates, they can, criticize candidates, they can post videos and essays about the things they care about so they can teach the community. So do those three things. Of course, we can always use your money. That's a given. But the other things are more important.
VoteWise.net. Spencer Snegg, I really appreciate you doing this. I think it is very important. I don't do a lot of these podcast exclusives. I'm on the Rich Cioli show. When there's something near and dear to my heart, I take initiative and I do this myself. And I really appreciate you doing this. I think it's vitally important. I think more people that get involved in the political process, the better. We as a nation, I think we are failing miserably at getting people out to vote. I think that people don't always take the time to or really care to see how their politicians are voting and if the people that we're voting for are actually upholding the beliefs that we have, as to why we elected them in the first place. So I think stuff like this is very important. VoteWise.net, Spencer Snegg, thank you for spending a half hour with me. I really appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.